You're growing it out.
Thank you for coming to the Recreation Committee on Monday, April 1st, 2019 at 10:15 a.m., running right on time. Item number one is the approval of the minutes from the February 4, 2019 meeting.
I'll move for approval.
Okay. All right. We got a motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number two is public comments. Anybody with public comments would like to get up? Mr. Cunane.
Kevin Cunane, 3032 River Vista Way, Mount Pleasant. Live all the way up in Dunes West, and that's in Mount Pleasant. We had a conversation that started at the retreat, and I made the statement that, you know, one side of town seems to have a lot of facilities, the other side of town has fewer facilities, which is accurate. What was less clear was exactly what I was mentioning about was when you get the acreage, yeah, there's more acreage up there because a lot of it was donated by developers because they were forced to. So the people that bought homes there, their contribution when they bought their home went towards that land because the developer's not taking it out of their pocket. They're spreading it around amongst those houses. So they already paid for the land in Carolina Park, in Park West and Dunes West to get the Park West field, the Park West Rec program, and the Carolina Park. But when we look at the entire town, we need to catch up on the north end. And when I say catch up, I'm talking about the passive places where a mom might be able to push a stroller for a little kid to play on a swing set. I mean, literally, a park bench and a swing set goes a long way because the kid will use it for the little kids. A teenager might go there and make a new friend. And these are not the kids that are making the championship sports teams, you know, because they're going to be busy with other stuff. But these are the kids that are getting into trouble if they don't have some place to meet and hang out, you know. It changes a kid's life to have that, and I think that the whole town deserves it. We can do it. We should do it. And if you look at the concentration in the old village, which I've been reminded was there for 400 years, that's how they have so many, that's like the perfect model of how spacing should be. And I think other places in town, we should be looking at how can we create these little opportunities for people to push a baby stroller, for a kid to swing on a swing set, just a couple of benches to hang out like other places have. I think the whole town deserves to have a little bit more of those simple rec places as opposed to these massive complexes. Complexes are great. I'm not putting them down. I'm not putting down all the work that went into those. What I'm saying is when there's numerous places, it creates opportunities to capture people that we're not capturing with our sports programs.
2 minutes, Gav. Thank you very much. You know, and you're right. Back years ago, this was the only area developed down here. So, of course, we had areas like you see across from Alhambra Hall where they had swing sets and all. I think a lot of neighborhoods now have their own recreation areas with their own swing sets and their own pools and stuff like that. There's a lot of them, the newer ones that do have them. Anyway, the bottom line is I think that the town has done a great job with the recreation facilities that we have. It's like we talked about earlier. When we were young, our parents had to get us in a car and drive us to everywhere that we needed to go. You got Park West up there that served 15 different types of sports and recreation activities. Plus, we're getting ready to build another outdoor basketball court at Carolina Park. Carolina Park is another one that offers multiple opportunities for recreation. And I understand what you're saying about the swings, but a lot of that falls on the homeowners associations to do, and a lot of them do have that. So anyhow, that's just my opinion on that. But thanks. I appreciate your comments. Anybody else have any comments? Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is John Neer, 3694 Waldove Court, up in Carolina Park. A question about the reservations for the fields for the upcoming year. I think I had seen prior that there was a discussion about some associations or groups' budget years starting in May, and I didn't know if part of the putting out how much field rentals would cost and who they are available to, if that was going to be something that came out in April or May ahead of that so that these organizations can prepare for that?
Well, we already had a meeting with the various athletic groups, whether it's lacrosse, soccer. But what I'll do is I'll defer to Steve, you or Jimmy, or y'all were in the meeting, if you want to explain to him what we did at that meeting and who all was there.
Sure. Thank you. Good morning. We had a meeting with different groups that were interested in having long-term field rental for the that we have here in the town. We are not able to say exactly how much field rental space we will have in the fall until we complete our fall registration period, which will be in August. We will complete our fall registration period and have a better idea of how many fields we will have available. We do expect to have excess fields available, and we were able to identify a number of fields. I can't remember exactly how many. I think it was two in the north and two fields Monday through Thursday, three fields. I can't remember exactly how many fields. Three on Friday and some on Saturday and Sunday as well that would be available for rental to different groups. After that's what we know will be available at this point, and we will be able to allot those fields to the different groups that are requesting field usage at this point. And then in the fall, once we have a better idea of how many fields and space, how much space is available after we complete our fall registration, then we will be able to make other space available. And that will be on more of a month-to-month basis. That will be made available for rental.
Okay. How do you get onto that list of groups that might want to rent?
I was just going to recommend that you contact them either after this meeting or whenever.
Okay. Is that something we can make public so that we don't have meetings with groups that everybody doesn't know about?
Absolutely.
Certainly. And if you could give us a call, and I'll be putting you in touch with Matt Hansen, our athletic coordinator, our athletic direct, division chief.
Okay, one other question. Is there something going on with Patriots Point Field Complex that in the coming year or years is going to make that a different setup? And if so, is there someplace I can find that out?
I'll defer to Steve again.
I'm not sure.
I think what he means is they're coming open.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There. We have had multiple fields that have been used exclusively under a contract agreement with a local travel club that are now going to be available. There will be five additional fields that the town will have in its inventory to be able to use for programming, which will help us greatly in being able to meet our programming needs for our residents, for participants in our program. That is the reason why after we meet some of the expansion of our programming in four-year-old sports and flag football and some other things that we're going to be doing, also allowing us to utilize the fields during the daytime without going late into the evening so people don't have games stacked late into the evening on school nights, we will be able to have those fields available for that. Spaces available after our program needs are met will be made available to the public for rental.
So in other words, there'll be fields down here that'll be available for folks who want to lease them or whatever to practice on and in the northern part of town. So, but he won't know until we see how big our program's going to be, and then they'll know what they can do with the fields as far as, you know, leasing them out or letting other people use them. Okay. But the good news is, yeah, we got the fields back, and there'll be a lot more fields. I say a lot more fields. Five fields is a lot of fields. But there'll be more fields to be able to do stuff like lacrosse.
Two fields at Cheryl Woods Flowers and three fields at Carolina Park.
There you go.
Great. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Anybody else? All right. We'll go over to the budget review now for 2020. Do we defer back to you, Steve, or Eric?
I'll go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Marcy?
Members of the committee, good morning. I'll go ahead and provide the highlights for the Recreation Department budget as well as capital for the following year, for next year. And if you have your budget books, you can find the Recreation Department. You can flip to the tab. It's also on page 89. A couple things that will stand out to you. First of all, there's a decrease in the budget of about 6%. And I wanted to point out that is not indicative of a decrease in level of service.
Eric, one second, please. Do we have that up there?
We don't have the budget slides.
We don't have the budget.
No, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. What we're doing is removing out maintenance items from individual departments into our capital fund. And there's one large chunk for building improvements that used to be housed, was currently housed, proposing it not be in the Recreation Department. But those building department funds, building improvement funds, need to be capital items. So we're moving that out. One of those is $360,000. So you see the large impact of the budget. But nothing with regard to delivery of service. On the increase side, there is the 4% on average pay for performance recommendation, as well as the 1% mandatory retirement contribution by the town to the retirement system. Propose no new positions for next year, and you'll see us starting to move towards other capital projects that have been talked about and approved in the past. You know, once the gym is complete, which is any day now, we'll start moving to the track in the back and the lights and all the improvements that you know about back there. Furthermore, we'll be getting started, we plan to, this year with the next phase of Carolina Park. That's in the budget. And as a matter of fact, if you wanted to switch or wanted to move, if you had your book, to page 159, where it lists all the capital items for the Recreation Department, capital programs and projects, first listed is Memorial Waterfront Park. I had alluded to this project during the kickoff presentation, but in that I would like to bring this project in particular, of all the capital projects that we have in the budget, bring it back to you at Budget Committee, because I think there's a the final phases of the Waterfront Park include the pier expansion, as well as improvements to the building and then improvements to the overflow parking area. And we had money available to do the pier expansion, but some information's come up, and you may want to consider foregoing that portion of the Waterfront Park and doing the other two instead. It's about the same price. I'll go over that in detail at the Budget Committee. But in addition to that, as mentioned, we have Carolina Park, the next phase mentioned.
Excuse me, Eric, before you pass the bridge, we also had a dog park that we said we'd be doing there. You said there were no revenue at the time. Is something that simple, can we do that in this next phase?
I missed your first comment. I'm sorry, you said the ballpark?
Dog park.
Dog park. The dog park, sorry, the
we
dog park.
We proved it. We just said there was no revenue for that, but it seems to me it'd be very little amount of expense to do something. Can we get that into this next phase too?
Well, that's exactly what I'd like to talk about, because the building expansion, as well as the improvements to the overflow, which included the dog park, as well as a splash pad, those were going to have to go on hold because the pier expansion, $6 million or so project, was the priority. You may want to change that, and if you do, the pier would remain the same, and then you'd have the building expansion and then the items for the overflow parking. It's actually a little bit cheaper to do those other two items instead of the pier. We're having some trouble with federal permitting, and so things we didn't anticipate. Anyway, I'll cover that at the Budget Committee meeting. Carolina Park, the next phase you know about and is coming. One newer project to our capital plan is the Mount Pleasant Way, which I love. We plan to ask for your involvement and input on going forward. This will be, it's found in our transportation improvement plan. The money for it is through Greenbelt. It's going to be coming to us every year. It's being allocated to us, and you've mentioned it as a priority of yours, and we'd like to get moving on that going forward. But those are some of the major capital projects for recreation. Last, we have some vehicle replacements, two vehicle replacements, and some smaller things and some John Deere equipment and things like that. But overall, essentially a level service budget from this year, and appreciate your recommendation to the Budget Committee.
Good. One other thing about the park, and I'll come to you. We had talked about the possibility of starting charging for parking again, which I think you said was netting about $50,000. That would certainly help toward the dog park and the splash pad. No, but I just wanted to make sure that we're still thinking about that as well. Not so much for the citizens, but, I mean, for anybody who's not a citizen would have to pay to park.
Well, you're right, sir. It cost us, testing my memory here, but the overall revenue was $120,000 with the parking machines at the Waterfront Park. Expenses were in the, you know, $70,000 range, so we did net about $50,000. It would be a perfect opportunity at Budget Committee when we're talking about the future of the park to bring that up, I think. With regard to Carolina Park, we have $4 million for the next phase of that, which looks to likely include a turf field. There'll have to be another phase for Carolina Park to complete it, which will be all the other items that are left over, like a field in the back and some other things. Other than that, some good stuff. There's been, you know, the bringing online of the gym next door is a major capability improvement for us.
Yeah, that's going to be nice.
So it's good.
Okay. Coach?
I have two things. One is, as we talked about field use and rental and things like that, but I don't even mean just for groups using the fields. I mean for our own programs as well. It appears to me that we are subsidizing the maintenance of our fields greatly. So what that means then is people that don't play on those fields ever, through their tax base, are paying to fix those fields. I wish that we could somehow, because everybody's smart. Everybody that comes to Metrolux is smart. If we sat down to them and said, here's what we're paying, so here's what we have to charge you, I think they'll understand that. Not just make up a number on what things cost, but we're just the recreation committee here now, but every time we have a meeting of the full council, budget and costs come up. And what we're going to have to do, probably not this year, but at least next year, is try to find these other revenue sources in the town somewhere. And I think, for me, at least personally, it starts with fair. What's fair? And right now, everybody that lives in this town is paying for us to fix and have great athletic fields. I don't know philosophically that's where I am. I think those that use the service should pay that. Now, maybe there's some in there, but at least have that methodology there before we start making decisions. So that's one thing. The second thing is capital. So this will come from the capital budget.
That's right.
Will the project be bonded?
No.
All right.
No, this is money that we've been saving up, and it's ready to be allocated.
All right.
So we have not bonded Carolina Park.
Really?
Yeah, we haven't had a bond for a number of years, and we just issued one for the fire station and the public works facility. But otherwise, it's been through some impact fee money. Special revenues are included, whether hospitality or accommodations tax, to a level that's appropriate under the law. Mm-hmm. And then the rest would be money that's been saved in
the reason I ask that is I remember some presentations that Steve has given and also emails that we've gotten on some of the amazing things being done in the rec department. I know that. We all know it. One is camps.
Yeah.
We're killing camps, but we've been killing camps for a lot of years. And I asked the question, is there anything we could do capital-wise that could maybe not have a waiting list the day after we open the registration? Is there any way that we could, what is it? Is it another building? Is it more staff? What is it to be able to not just take that profit margin that we see that we really love and either double that, but more importantly, how do we take our citizens that want to avail themselves of these camps and get them more? So, you know, I'm just wondering what it is. It might just be, I understand that if you have a lot of kids out there and it rains really bad, we got to get them somewhere, those type of things. That's the key. So I'm wondering what is it?
Do
we want to do that or whatever, but man, waiting lists, you know, one part of you says, wow, isn't that great? We're doing such a good job. The other part is we got a lot of citizens that want to take advantage of that aren't doing it. So just throwing it out
it's
there.
Excellent points, and Steve needs to weigh in on this here. One thing that he and I have spoken about, and we would love as we get through budget, right? So we're talking June-ish, is to start having regular conversations, if you're willing, with committee about ways to optimize revenue and talk about some of the things you're talking about, talk about other ways to utilize recreation properties to raise money to help recreation. Because as you know very well, one, we'd like to start having those conversations, certainly have the expertise on committee, but as you know, it's hard to reach recreation. You know, most of the funding sources that are available to us are usually targeted towards transportation or stormwater or something like that. There aren't as many things targeted towards support of recreation. So we'd love to start that conversation going forward. Do you have any comments?
Well, just in facility-wise, it's the indoor facilities, which are the primary ones that are necessary for these camps. They're critical to having those program areas. And we do have the next facility that we have on our master plan is at Rifle Range Road, and that's with the gym and program building at Rifle Range Road. You know, once that becomes a funded project, at this point it's a long
way away.
Right. So that is the next thing that we would implement if funding was available as far as additional space.
Can't get past the
bus. We could issue bonds.
We can do a zillion things. You can find a building that's empty and lease it for 3 months. I mean, there's 9 trillion things you can do besides that.
Eric's laughing at my mustache right now.
Can't get past the mustache.
I agree. We don't need to have the discussion here. But I would welcome that discussion. I think that the staff knows what they're talking about, especially those that are getting, you know, out there getting dirty every day. So I welcome that,
sure,
as long as it filters up from staff to us, to our meeting, rather than us going that way.
Okay. Thank you.
Finish?
That's a lot of talking for me. I'll stop.
All right. Jim, you got anything? All right. So item number 4 is a discussion on inventory of recreation facilities.
Need a motion?
To budget committee.
We need a motion.
I'm sorry,
if you don't mind.
All right.
I move to approve.
Second.
All right. We got a motion and second to approve the Recreation Department's operating expenditures and the Recreation Department's capital and maintenance expenditures. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right. Item number 4 is discussion on inventory of recreation facilities. Steve?
Well, yeah, I was asked to add this onto the agenda to have a discussion about the inventory facilities. I think primarily as it compares to the north, the different areas of town, north, south, and central areas of the town. I have provided some information to you in advance just to be able to have, so to lead that discussion. This is a map of our facilities. It shows all the different facilities that are located within the town. This is always in our brochure. There's probably a larger concentration of activities in the south and central areas than there are in the north side. However, we do have a lot of our larger facilities, such as Park West, Carolina Park, and the future expansion of Rifle Range Road in the north and central areas of the town. So I provided a document to you. Actually, I don't have that up here on the slide. I don't have the other document up on the slide, but it's the inventory of our facilities with all of the acreage for each one of them. If you have that with you.
Steve, let me ask you a quick question. Do these include the facilities that we share with, I think I see Lang up there. Okay, I wanted to make sure they were up there with the school district.
They do. They include the ones that we use with the school district as well. We did take a look at the different areas. Acreage-wise, there's the largest acreage is in the north area. We have 318 acres of our total 503 total acres. 318 is in the northern area. 65 is in the central area, and 120, roughly 120, are in the southern area part of town.
Where are those lines when you say northern or central or southern?
We divided that right. I can just tell you the facilities that we have on here. The northern facilities that we have is Whitehall Terrace, Carolina Park, the Hamlin Brewer Track, which is actually 246 acres by itself, but we only counted 120 of it as belonging to the town of Mount Pleasant in our numbers. Park West and Palmetto Fort Interpretive Trail. The central areas are the Etowan Kearns Park, R.L. Jones Center, Thomasina Stokes Marshall Center, Wando South Baseball Field, Muggsy Kerr Tennis Complex, and the Sloan Park Baseball Complex. The other areas, the rest of the facilities are in the southern area. So,
how about Whitehall? Where does that fall?
Whitehall would be in the northern area.
Okay.
So,
that's a cool place.
The one that is really right on the border is you could pretty much put the Hamlin Brewer Track is right on the border of what would be central or north side of town. We have it included on the north side of town, but it's right on that border. Each one of in the information that I provided has information about which ones are developed, what is at each facility, and so there certainly are differences between the different areas of town. with the larger, more large complexes on the northern side of town and the smaller pocket parks and smaller facilities that have developed over time on the southern side of town. So it's just open for discussion. I've gave you the information if there's anything.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we also have neighborhood sports program where we've gone out and reached out to the various subdivisions, you know, to let them know that we would be happy to do some things in their neighborhoods should they want to, like 4 to 8 year olds where they don't keep score, instead of packing those kids in the car and taking them somewhere. They don't keep score.
They do up here, though.
Technically, they don't keep score, but of course, we always kept score.
We don't.
But, you know, there was an opportunity for them to be able to get on the bike and ride up to their neighborhood, you know, open space and let the kids play with each other rather than get in the car, like I said, and going to one of these complexes and playing. I understand that there are some people doing that, but they haven't really come through the town on it. So I'm glad to see that they're taking advantage of it. I wish they'd let us get involved, but at least we've started that program. And then the grant program that we're doing with some of the unincorporated areas, we're at least offering them an opportunity like Snowden to get involved with us and be able to have some things there as well and in other areas. So and Whitehall's a perfect example. It's a great little facility right there that helps that neighborhood and gives them an opportunity to have recreation there as well. So there's a lot of things that we've got going on that I think encourages, you know, the citizens to get involved without having to get in a car and drive all the time. So anyhow, I'm really glad that we're doing that for those folks. But I'd love to see them come through the town on it. But if they're out there doing it, from what I understand, I'm just glad they're taking advantage of it and the neighborhoods are allowing them to do it.
Right.
Okay. anything from you guys?
I think I have a little bit on this subject. It's really hard to have this discussion unless we all know what the goals are. You know, what are we trying to get at? It's also not something that we can do in a meeting here. I like Eric and Steve's discussion about maybe having regular meetings and just throw stuff out there and see what happens. But at the end of the day, it's not just what is the park. It's like, is it a neighborhood park? Is it a mini park? Is it a sports park? Is it a special use facility? Muggsy Kurt Tennis Facility is a really nice place, but if you're not playing tennis, you're not going there. So knowing what we have, but more importantly, knowing what we want. And if we're going to divide the town into three sections, you know, it's not unfair to say we want an equal amount everywhere,
right,
of what we're going to have. And if it can't be done, it can't be done. But at least I think it's a fair question, and I think it's a good discussion, but I don't think it's quick or anytime soon. I think that I welcome the discussions next year, but it should all start with goals. I think it should start with what are we looking to do here? You know, are we trying to have an equal number in each area or not? You know, so and I think that's the answer is probably yes, but we got to inventory. Do we call parks like that's a regional park or that's a neighborhood park? Or that we don't do that.
We don't distinguish them.
And
that
that's
way.
Okay.
But you're right. There are some that are certainly more for everybody to come. I mean, Park West is a very large complex. It has everything that you can have. It has everything we have anywhere else in one location.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina Park certainly will become, as you had mentioned there, you know, as we move forward on that, there will be further development there. There will be a playground. There will
Park
be basketball
West is a really
courts.
Cool place.
There's a lot
and you
of
you have everything there.
Hmm?
And so if that's called a regional park, maybe we try to have a regional park in the one part, a next part, and the next part, so that's fair. And then if we're going to have a tennis facility, maybe we have a tennis complex here and a tennis complex there, or whatever it's going to be, a swimming pool, you know, same types of things. But just, I think just to point to a map and say, you got six here, and six there, I don't think it tells the whole story. I think it all starts with goals, you know, what are you going to do? And then we work on it, and it takes a while to get there. Not too long ago, before you go, I'm showing my age. There was nothing above Long Point Road. There wasn't even a Mount Pleasant above Long Point Road.
Right.
I can't call on you, only he can. He probably won't. But so it just takes time. But we owe it to, I think we owe it to everybody to really make sure we get it right, starting with the goal. So that's my little 2 cents.
I like that idea too, Eric, sitting down and, you know, because I noticed there's more revenue to have true recreation that can help the police, you know, that can go toward that, whether it's a hospitality tax or, you know, bringing in events and things like that. We've talked about that before, and I won't go into it. But, you know, I just think there's an opportunity for us to do more through recreation to help support other areas of the town. So, anyway, that's just my two cents. Okay, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you for putting this on the agenda, Mr. Santos. I look at the map, and I see the stuff above Highway 41, and it's made to look like it's out there in the neighborhoods. It's all hugging 17, really. If you go up 41, there is not a single town facility up there, and there's about 5,000 to 7,000 homes. It's a big swath of town with nothing. If you look at Oyster Point, they have a trail. They know the county park is coming, but you don't know when it's coming, Tom.
It's not coming.
Yeah. So, right, but there's no actual recreation there yet. There's going to be a walking trail. There's empty land. There's got to be a way we can equalize this a little bit better. I mean, maybe something as simple as starting a teen center like we have the senior center, lease an empty building like the Bilo on close to the connector there that's now closed, and put rock climbing walls, bowling alleys, tables to play checkers, whatever the teens want, and model it after the senior center. That seems to be a model that works. It would be way more central than things like the Darby building that really are tough to access when you live up in the North End. And I know that goes both ways. If you're on sports, you got to drive up to Carolina Park to play soccer. It's far. I drive from Dunes West to Patriots Point. It's far. You know, and that's part of joining the organized sports. But it's the non-organized stuff. What's there for the kid that's idle? And that's something that really needs to be looked at and needs to be made more fair across the town, because no kid who's 14 is really getting to the Darby building to go to any programs there if they live on the 41 corridor. It's just not happening.
Yeah, but we also have those program, the building that they have them right there at Park West.
There is a tiny building at Park West. That's
three
correct.
Rooms, isn't it? Three?
There's three program rooms.
Three program rooms there.
Right. But if you live in Planters Point, that's 6-7 miles away.
Are those program rooms used a lot?
They're used extensively. You know, we have one of them is used exclusively, primarily during the school year for Mom's Morning Out. The other ones are used extensively during the year.
Good. So they're being
after school, after afternoon programs, adult programs, and obviously summer camps were filled all summer long.
Good. All right.
Yeah, they're full, and people up that way can't get to. They won't even look at a program down there if they have to drive an hour each way, and they have multiple kids trying to juggle that. They're not going from up there to the Darby building. It's not happening.
Well, that's why I'm saying we have those programs there at Park West as well where they can ride bikes.
Right. So there's three rooms for half the town. It's time to look at expanding it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Anything else for the cause? I think that's it. Program updates. Do you have anything with program updates?
I do. Thank you. I have a lot going on in program updates. Let me get my pages out here. I'll tell you about. All right. Well, programs, spring registration has just been fantastic. The programs are doing very, very well. Our numbers are up in almost all sports. Youth lacrosse is down by 3 people. With the exception of that, we're up in all our other areas in youth sports. Adult sports is also higher than last year in soccer and softball. A little bit down in softball, but overall it's up in between those two sports. You can take a look at all the registrations that we have on the sheets that I've provided. One thing I did add to the program update by request was facility rental revenue. We added that in here. We show that we have 2019 year-to-date compared with 2018. And our year-to-date, by the way, these numbers are only through February. It's only 2 months' worth of revenue. We have between rental, staffing, and lighting fees, we've collected $44,000 in rental, staffing, and lighting fees. In 2018, for the entire year, was $114,000. So I'm not saying we will stay on that pace the entire time, but if we were to stay on pace, we would be over $240,000 for the year. It would be more than double what we did in 2018. So certainly a lot of rentals taking place within the department. Swim lessons are going up, doing very, very well. I wanted to mention our summer camp registrations. We didn't have a committee meeting last month, but I had sent you an email about how it turned out, and I just want to remind you that we did take $410,000 in registration just on the first day of summer camp registration. That was a very busy day, and kudos to a lot of staff that made all that happen. So, also in our program update, we had our sock hops that continue to go well at Park West Gym. March 2nd, we had the Jim Reichman Tournament at Park West. Excellent event every year. It's a lot of fun. It's great to see everybody out there. We had 14 teams participating in it, and primarily local teams, but people certainly do travel and come here for that tournament as well. We had some teams from Tennessee and Atlanta and some other local teams as well. Special events report. We have started in March, we had the Art Fest held at Town Center, drew about 4,000 people. We have the three Art on Half Shell oyster sculptures that are down at Waterfront Park, and they are beautiful. We get a lot of great compliments about them, and I'm expecting that to take off and then draw more interest with people wanting to do more of them within the town. Upcoming events in April. As you can imagine, April is absolutely slammed. We have Farmers Market starting tomorrow. I hope you get a chance to make it over there to the Farmers Market Pavilion. Cooper River Bridge Run this weekend. Alhambra Hall Easter Egg Hunt on April 10th. We have the Park West Easter Egg Hunt on April 16th. We always do try to do the events, our Easter Egg Hunts, our Christmas events, our Halloween events. We usually do one on at Alhambra Hall and one at Park West. We do it on both sides of the town for that. We have the second annual pickleball paddle battle. It's going to be at Park West Gym on April 13th and 14th. That's going to be a nice event. Of course, the Blessing of the Fleet on April 28th is quite a large event at Waterfront Memorial Park. I hope everybody makes it over there. I'm sure you will. Great things. We always get so many great compliments about that for that event. It is not an April event, but I did want to let you know about the 24 Hours of Nothing But Net from Debbie Antonelli that's going to be putting on the event at the gym, which is soon to open. We hope to get a certificate of occupancy later this week. But the gym will be open, and it'll be our first big event over there. She'll be shooting baskets for 24 hours as a fundraiser for South Carolina Special Olympics. There's going to be some food trucks, and we're going to have some ESPN is going to be doing some sort of broadcast from there. Our radio ESPN will be picking that up as well. It really should be a lot of fun. It's nice to have some local celebrity there and draw awareness to special events, and we expect it to be a large fundraiser. I think she has already raised, prior to the event, over $30,000 is already going that direction. So,
That's 100 free throws for Debbie in an hour, each hour for 24 hours.
Now, she said that it's only taking her about 15 minutes to make the free throws, but I'm not so sure how it's going to be in hour 23 and 24 as it gets later. But she said she's shooting at about 80% and has a dish just shooting them back out to her, so she gets in a rhythm and gets going. So,
really.
I've also wanted to mention a few staffing changes that have happened over the last month. Danny Johnson was recently selected as our sponsorship coordinator became a full-time position. It had been a part-time position for years. When Brad Edgar left, he is now our sponsorship coordinator. We've also selected a new marketing coordinator. She has not come on board yet. I believe her name is Bethany, and she will be on board April 15th, so we expect her in 2 weeks. And then also I wanted to let you know that after 17-plus years, Mark Friedrich just let me know that he is going to be retiring. He's going to be retiring May 3rd. It's coming up very, very quickly. But we are very, very happy for him. It's exciting news. He had recently his son and daughter-in-law had a baby boy, and they have asked him to be a full-time caretaker of that new child, and he'll be able to be with his grandson and take care of him. And we really wish him well, and we're going to miss him a great deal. But that position is opening now, so
he's such a nice guy. I told you earlier, he's always been a nice guy. I'd like to give a shout out to Nicole and your group. They did a great job at the Art Fest. You know, I got to do the opening for that. They also had the Reading Patrol in Barnes & Noble at the same time. It was a great, great time to be a kid. You know, there was so much going on for the kids out there. I stayed probably a lot longer than I should have, but because I couldn't help watching all the things. We had them dancing and singing, and all the kids that showed up at the Reading Patrol. I was amazed. And they just would listen, you know, to the person reading the book. They were so in tune to what was going on. It was really a great – that was the officer's last time he was retiring. What's his last name?
Maldron.
Yeah, that was his last time. But they – that was really great. And what a great Saturday that was for the kids, right, you know, of Mount Pleasant. So, anyhow, Nicole, if you'll pass it on to your folks, they did a great job with that out there. I enjoyed it.
One more item in the project update. I just wanted to present to the group. I just, as you're aware, we've been having discussion about Carolina Park and little changes to the master plan over there. I have, here we go. This is the current master plan for Carolina Park. My cursor work? Will I be able to? Oh, my cursor doesn't work. I can't point to things. But you see the number one there. There's a large baseball field located toward the bottom of the map. We have been in discussion with Oceanside Academy and with myself and with Councilman Santos. We've been talking about modifying this. Well, let's see if we're going to be able to use a cursor here. There we go. Is there a laser pointer there? I can't tell colors, but I believe you. Okay, good. I see it now. All right, right over here in this area was a ball field that was planned for the area. But through some discussion of how we could get a turf field over in that area and also be able to accommodate needs for Oceanside Academy, who was in need of a football field and stadium, we are in discussion with them about the town building a turf field and putting I lost my laser. Here we go. Sorry, I'm not very sharp at this, but putting a football stadium in this area where you will be able to have football. I say football, big football, lacrosse, and soccer can be played on this field, and Oceanside Academy would be able to fund the full cost of the stadium for home and away bleachers at the facility. We see this as an opportunity to be able to have a new facility over there to assist them, and also for the town to gain access to a stadium type facility at Carolina Park. Future expansion. So that will probably be phase three, I'm sorry, is going to be the extension of this parking lot, the perimeter road, the building of this parking lot, raising the ground in this area, which it has to be raised a couple feet because it's pretty low land, providing drainage, and building this turf field and stadium over here in this area. Future programs over there. We have just completed this great lawn and the beautiful building over there. If you haven't had a chance to see it yet, it looks wonderful. But future items that will be built in this area are two women's softball fields, a basketball court, also with pickleball lines and stuff on there, a playground right over here in this area, and hopefully a dog park over here on the far side, and an additional soccer field for the complex. So just wanted to let you know the plans, the master plan, how it is being adapted at this time.
Thank you so much. You saw that playground, Kevin, northern part of town? Anyhow, anything else for the cause? Anything else? All right, we're adjourned. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. He raised his hand. I'm sorry.
Just one, Bob Brimmer, 2380 Parsonage Woods Lane. Just wanted to say a thank you to the Recreation Department. You commented on the Jim Reichman 3x3x3. Sometimes when those things go on so long, people just see the name and don't really know. But for many of us in this room, or some of us, we knew Jim. It's hard to believe 24 years ago he passed away. He was a mentor of mine as a young counselor. I worked with him in the last few years of his life. And I just appreciate the town recognizing him 24 years later.
Absolutely. I think they had, 17 teams played? I went there for that one as well. Golly, some of them old guys don't play. I went there for that one as well. Golly, some of them old guys don't play. I went there for that one as well. Golly, some of them old guys don't play. I went there for that one as well. Golly, some of them old guys don't play.